Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Ministries. Today we are continuing our study, if you will, the reading of Meander and Chevron, a book that I've been working on for some time now, concerning the ancient goddess culture, roughly beginning at 40,000 BC, a cognitive goddess culture, that is, that symbolized the protectorate of the temple house, with the women dressed as birds or a bird-like figure, where we might have drawn from that to acquire the cherub or the korubi, the flying serpent bird in the temple later on at the temple or the Naas of the Hebrews, which of course the Naas means the place of the snake. Etymology, Semitic etymology for another time that we have already covered anyway. So the idea that I want to convey today is less formal, but more brewing in the mind. I've had this thought for some time about the story, the word or the phrase, the story, quote unquote, as being the fullness of meaning, that which is nothing less, nothing more, nothing can be added to it. All things signify to the story. We've done many lectures on Dr. Calvert Watkins' idea of How to Kill a Dragon, where we learned that when you reverse the ages back to the primeval dating, we get to an idea of going past the Messiah figure, our hope of that person or that being that would actually take on evil itself and die. When we get into the primeval state, we get into the radicals and pretty much what we call the abstracts, the writings of the ancient Serbian cultures, Baltic cultures. We actually wouldn't call them Serbian at the time. They would be more Vinča culture. So we discuss what does meaning come to when there is no story. Well, we get into the word semiotics, the study of meaning, sign, symbolism, story, coherency, context, those things, the words that signify, the pictures that signify. And so it's like hot gases at the Big Bang, though that they weren't formed into anything such as planets or which ultimately time is based upon in rotation, orbit, we had still substance. We had abstracts, if you will, or radicals, such as the little demarcations that ultimately add up to constitute a pictogram. If you'd like to say the story could be such as a pictogram, we have many little pictures or radicals that just simply sum up a larger picture, and when we have the picture, we can call it a word in, say, Chinese or Sumeria. Likewise, as the hot gases cooled, they cooled upon the law, which the Greeks and which the Christians call the logos, the ordered invisible math that does exist and has always existed. So when the abstracts, those things that seem radical, do fall to the sway of logos and cool down over billions of years, they form into an ordered state, a cosmos, a cosmology, a cosmos meaning orderly arrangement, and that is exactly what our theology is based on, an orderly arrangement from an orderer. So when we look at the abstract nature of the Baltic goddesses, and we can actually go back to 100,000 BC where there were first etchings such as maybe, I don't know, like an M type of sign that could have signified a frog. At one point later, it became the symbol as letter and sound for water. We do have other etchings, sketches, radicals, or abstracts is probably the more proper term for that, with the V signs, the chevron signs, meander signs, that did come to mean the woman's reproductive organs as the V is the chevron. Excuse me, the V sign, the chevron, the border hem of something. I would say kind of like an enclosure or a garden, and the meander as a serpent, as a snake. So these symbols, these signs, these abstracts did in due time, such as the hot gases at the Big Bang, did come to be rallied under something much greater, such as the story, the ultimate meaning. So these signs and symbols were made as particulars by the universal mind to eventually evolve to the universal mind, lest we just simply have abstractions. And that is not what our conversations are based upon, nor does semiotics have anything to do with just plain abstractions, that we would never have the study of semiotics. So that would be what I would like to convey today, a very short, brief message to my students, to myself, to my friends, to my foes, whatever. I love you all in this sense. So I will let you take this feed on it today, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. This is Kyle Jones in the Fullness of Meaning, Christian Ministries.